Okay. It's not funny. It's not funny, but I had a friend of mine, and I'm not joking. They were like, did you see the dentist? I was listening to your podcast. Did you hear about that creep, that dentist? I said, yes. All I know is I was in the car, and I heard this lady got poisoned, and she had protein shakes. Sorry. Not funny. And she lived in Aurora, and I thought, oh my god. And I'm sitting there telling myself, like, wait a minute, protein shakes Aurora, Kimberly lives in Aurora. I was like, no, how many sorry, wasn't me, how many people were like, Aurora protein shakes, how many people literally Oh, I just can't. It's just one of those days. How many people literally talk about protein shakes all the time? I know. How ironic was it? Aurora. Couple is Aurora. The guy's wanting out of the marriage. She's talking about protein shakes all the time. The guy's doing research online all the time. I know. And everybody's thinking, what is the coincidence of that? You know what I mean? And the strange part is I have got stuff accidentally even emailed from Aurora, Colorado. How many places and cities are named Aurora? You know what I mean? Not many. Let's think about it. Put one hand up. Literally, I mean, what was it? I know. It had me doing a double take as well. Gosh. That guy. Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm one of those people following the story, and it gets even just crazier. He was wanting to start his new life with his love interest. I think I was wrong. I said he flew, was it Texas? He flew there while his wife was dying. I don't know if he was flying to Texas or she was flying to meet him. I'm not sure. I got bits and pieces on the news. He is so damn guilty. He just wants to wobble into the courtroom. Just wobble his ass and go ahead. Like I said, just pass, go. Don't collect $200. Go straight to jail. Go ahead, Johnny. Put him in the stalls. I mean, come on. Give him the Irish Spring. Give him a whole case. Hell, give him a whole damn pallet. Just call the company and just load it up in the shower. That guy's so guilty. And they're waiting for toxicology to see. Well, we don't need to see what was wrong. My question is, she was at the emergency room and then she had an ICU. Did anybody see this? She was sent home. So he was poisoning her protein shakes how many damn times? This lady's lucky she didn't succumb to it of what he was putting in her. I'm telling you. Signs everywhere, signs. People that say in my mind, do this, do that, Lord. Can't you read the signs? Isn't that a song? Or is that Tesla? Good Lord, I loved my music. That was always my go-to outlet my whole life. Trials and tribulations is music. You know, we didn't have all the fancy, you know, JBLs and all that back in the day. And when Paul Revere was delivering your mail. Sorry. And they had wooden teeth. You didn't get fillings. You got wood in your teeth to fill your cavities. Sorry, kids. That's not true. That's not true. But literally, Lord, my gosh, you know? This stuff happens. I know. It's shocking, but it happens. It's just people aren't talking about it. Let's face it. She wasn't willing to press charges, obviously, because he did it before. What the hell did he use before? Has anybody ever heard? Are they saying what he used before? When did he try to... As her friend said, she was dedicated to her family. I mean, she was dedicated all the way down to her last breath. Not good. She was dedicated to make sure her kids had two parents. And she literally put her life on the line. What is it, the courtroom? Did you see that? Everybody see that? The six kids, some of the kids were there. These kids look so just beyond devastated, and rightfully so. I'm sure the eldest just wants to stand up and do justice himself with his dad. The look alone, everybody see that? That look? Looking at his dad? You know what he's thinking. I know what I'm thinking. Let's quit wasting tax dollars. on simple cases like this, we don't need to wait for toxicology. Lock his ass up. Go ahead, lock him up. Let him find his boyfriends, okay? I mean, people that aren't boyfriends, you know? Because love is love. I'm not talking about that. You know how things in, you know, prison and jails and that are. I mean, everybody can, you know, especially out of country. Lord, I know what y'all think, United States. What the hell's wrong with all of you? Because if you would have done that in another country where it's like they literally will take you on the streets and hang you. I mean, you don't have a chance. We're not wasting anybody's money. We're just going to hang your ass. You know, we ain't waiting on toxicology. We're going to do that. We're just going to do it publicly. We're going to literally, I mean, just we're going to hang you or execute you or whatever. That's why some of these countries, their crime is so low. Let's think about it. The United States is the number one place on crime and all these shootings and everything. You hearing all this craziness constantly every day. Not every other day, not every month, every year. Every day. We're the only country. You hearing this? I mean, you hearing about other countries? When was the last time you heard all this nonsense and that in Switzerland? I mean, good Lord, Canada. I wonder why everybody's going to Canada. How many people you talk to are looking for property in Canada? It's because of yin and yang for the United States. We're like literally like we're becoming our own worst enemy in the United States. That's the truth. Don't blame Biden, because when you do crazy things like the dentist and people doing mass shootings, that has nothing to do with the president or anybody else. That's your own damn decision. You're your own worst enemy. Blame yourself. There's nobody else to blame for that. I'm sorry. I don't. Oh, this just has to do with the gun control. No, it has to do with the person not in the right frame of mind that decides to get a gun, buy a gun, and do stupid stuff. I want to know. I want to know, because I wanted to podcast this for a while. Why is it always men? Why are all the mass shootings men? I'm pausing because I want everybody to think about where I'm going with this. Why is every mass shooting and it behind the gun a man, a young male? Why are you men? Why is it always men? When was the last time you heard a woman? Maybe ISIS or something where they were training someone maybe? You know? I mean, and that wasn't in the United States. You know, and that woman was, those women who did that, the bombings and that, they were probably forced. When was the last time you heard of a woman behind the trigger? These mass shootings and craziness. You tell me. I'm waiting. Go ahead. I'll give you a minute to think about it. I don't have any elevator music, but you could pretend and just on your car if you're listening. Because there isn't any women. Women are accused of being, oh, they're so emotional, and so, oh my God, she had a bad PMS day, and oh my God, a bad menopause day, and a bad with her kids day, and she, oh, she complained, and she wore. Women, we have emotions, okay? Women and men are like yin and yang. Yes, we both have hormones, different types of hormones, but emotionally, we're like night and day. The problem is men don't know how to stay on top of their mental health, whether alone internal health. I don't know if it's the way men are raised, if it's old school, if it has to do with military, if it has to do with maybe the military family. Men just believe they're not allowed to cry. They're not allowed to show emotion. So men generally, and this is the truth, men generally bottle things up. That is the most disservice decision action you can ever do as a man, is to bottle your emotions up, bottle your problems up, not talk about it, and let it blow up. It's like the pop bottle effect my therapist would talk about. It's like shaking a pop bottle at the store, putting it on a shelf, and figure out who's going to open it up. It's going to explode. When you hold how you feel and you don't allow yourself to breathe and to let that and release, all you're doing is you're building all that up emotionally, internally. It's so unhealthy. You do a disservice, men, when you build problems and things up. I saw something about IA... or AI, artificial intelligence, as some of these apps are coming out with. And men were talking about, they did an interview, and I don't know if it was Fox News or CNN, I'm not sure, how this gentleman literally was having marital problems. His wife was going through postmenopausal, I'm just drawing a blank right now. This was her third child, okay? And she was having, with the changes of hormones and that, after she, you know, gave birth, and that rightfully so. Okay, she was going through major depression, and it took a toll on their marriage. They tried to work through it and stuff, and it wasn't working out. So he ended up filing for a divorce. They did not get through the divorce process. Instead, he was doing a lot of computer work, and he was, what, a decoder for software or something like that, was his full-time job. He dabbled into artificial intelligence, AI, in one of these apps where you pay and you create an actual, artificial intelligence character. He created this woman, pink hair, white outfit, white shoes, white shirt. I know. I thought to myself, that's just at his age, I was crazy, pink hair in that. I mean, I guess whatever. And literally, as he was saying, it was like the character, and he was, you know, he had paid for all this to unlock all these features, girlfriend, wife, all the emotions and things involved. This is, seriously, Google this. This was on, it was extremely interesting. I thought, where are we going? It actually, he was explaining to the reporter, it saved his marriage. Although his wife would not go on TV and talk about this relationship he has with artificial intelligence with this character he created online on an app he pays for, but how the character literally is like a human being, and he would say, ask questions, and she would literally talk to him daily. And he said how he would go in the basement where he was working and stuff, he had his home office, and he would talk to the character and talking about his problems, his marital problems, and how literally he literally logged in and showed how this character worked. It was absolutely shocking, the artificial intelligence of where we're going with software and platforms, and we're literally going to be replacing human life, human contact, people. But in this twisted kind of thing, it actually saved his marriage, because he was able to learn how to talk and communicate with his wife. And this artificial intelligence character he created, this woman, actually was telling him how to talk to his wife and how to work through his marriage. And he ended up, in the end, admitting to a reporter that he fell in love with the artificial intelligence. I'm sure my family listens to this podcast going, what? This is as crazy as the dentist. What? No, this is seriously the truth. Literally. Is that absolutely incredible how we are now going in the direction of replacing human contact, our better halves, our girlfriends, our boyfriends, our fiancés, our relations with artificial intelligence characters that we can build and we can create, and they literally talk as, I mean, this character literally talked as a human being, as a woman. And he literally told the artificial intelligence that he loved her. And she said, although I'm not human, I love you. And I was just like, what? Who? Somebody literally put something in my protein shake. Am I literally watching this on TV? But no, seriously. Nobody did. Ain't nobody going to be doing that to me. You better be praying to sweet baby Jesus and that holy star at Christmas if you think about it. That's all I got to say. And it's not. It's a promise. No. But literally, I was like, wow. And it saved his marriage. They didn't end up getting divorced. But the wife won't talk about, and he considers artificial intelligence, the relationship he's having with this character, the relationship with the artificial intelligence. I know. It's in the news how we're having the software that literally will tell you everything you need to know, and how they're saying that that's going to end up a problem for people in school and college, how it's going to actually do your homework for you, and people literally, I mean, how can you get the degree when you're not really doing the work? The artificial intelligence is doing the work for you. How are they going to get around that? How are they going to know, you know, that the student's not, I mean, you're not, that the student's not using artificial intelligence? You're not going to know. And literally, this is going to replace everything. Dating apps. This is going to replace going out on dates. This is going to replace your wife, your husband. This is going to replace your family. Is this crazy? And you have multiple characters. You can build multiple people. You can build multiple artificial intelligence characters. I call them characters. I mean, literally taking character to a whole nother level. Is this insane? I know. I had to talk about it because I was like, this is a great, I mean, how many people saw this? What alone did you even watch that news episode? Because you're like, I don't want to, that was just dumb computer stuff, whatever. No. It was really mind blowing. I could not believe how human-like this character was. And he could talk to her, obviously, the program and that on his desktop at his work computer, which he was. And he had the app on his phone. so he could take her with him everywhere. And he did. He admitted to going downstairs and talking to her 3 times a day. I know. Isn't that crazy? Where am I going with this podcast? I knew where I was going. Why are men the ones behind the trigger? I'm going to tell you why. It's because, I'm sorry, and I'm not trying to come down on men. I'm not saying all men are like this. But it's okay to be in your emotions and to work through your problems. And when you're having a struggle or something going on during the day, man, do not bottle that stuff up. Don't take it home. That's how domestic violence stuff happens, is usually what happens with domestic violence. When the domestic violence is coming from a male, is because there's a lot of internal emotional issues going on that men are not talking through. They're not addressing. They don't have their outlet. Ladies, I mean, even, you know, I'm guilty of relationships doing this, is not allowing the person you're relationship with, no matter what it is, of having their time, their space, their hobbies and that. As women, especially if you've been cheated on before, and I have, you're always in the back of your mind thinking, oh, they're going to do this hobby or project, whatever, because they're finding a reason to cheat on me or whatever. Or look at the dentist. What the hell kind of excuses was he handing his wife when he was having this extramarital affair and he literally was living a double life? And it's not a joke. He was getting rid of his wife and killing her off. He literally succeeded. How twisted. I mean, I found my face doing strange things when I saw him on the TV. I just wanted to reach the TV and choke him. You know what I mean? It's just what a piece of garbage. That's all I got to say. I mean, an extreme of SOB, like an SOB with the caps. There aren't even big enough caps for that jerk off. You know what I mean? What a jerk. And then you had the lady at the dentist office. Well, he always had a picture-perfect life, and he just seemed like a really nice guy. Yeah, he was a narcissist, manipulative, con artist, jerk, a narcissistic, psychopath, disturbed, deranged individual, okay, with masks. That guy is a narc, okay? That is a quintessential, if anybody doesn't understand narcissism, you look at that article, read it, but most importantly, watch it on the news. Look at this guy, okay? He's wearing a mask. He's wearing masks, okay? Well, his mask got revealed. He's doing all this stuff, and nobody knew. He's portraying somebody he's not, but behind the scenes, he's wearing a mask. Mass meaning that he has a different life. The friends knew, though. They said it was a very turbulent marriage. A lot of things going on. But she wasn't really talking about it, except for close friends. If it wasn't for the close friends and the partner at the dentist's office, I mean, he was literally researching what to buy and how to, what to buy in order for it to not be, detectable. Being able to get detected with the symptoms and things like that. The guy makes me sick. You know, signs everywhere, signs. Aurora, protein shakes, husband doing research, wants out of the marriage. Kind of reminds me of waking up after oral surgery and person supposed to be attending to me is nowhere around. And I wake up choking on my blood. There's blood everywhere. It reminds me of waking up after oncology treatments coming home in Ohio, and somebody was instructed to remain and make sure that you keep an eye on your wife because this is serious treatments and, you know, they can be deadly and nowhere to be around. And in the back, instead, finding women. This reminds me of recently finding out transactions of men posing as women and marital money going all over the place. And then I saw the dentist story and I made major changes. Signs everywhere, signs. Artificial intelligence. Went in the podcast here because it's monsoon rain. For those asking, a friend of mine is a home builder. I have to ask him the name of that that he sent me. But they use it on boats. And then I used, I can't even think the other thing I bought at Lowe's, I used on top of it. And it is like literally, Lord, it's like, you know, tapping on a tire. I mean, that's how strong that stuff is. I'm just going to say there is not a drop of water coming in that wall. Absolutely incredible. I know people be asking like, what's she using? Because everybody's experiencing problems with their foundation. There's way too much rain, way too much water. This has just been, the world is a vampire, lost in space, secret destroyer, Smashing Pumpkins. Sorry. Where was I going? Men. Okay. There's never been a woman behind the trigger. These mass shootings, these school shootings, it's younger boys, it's young men, it's older men. It's men, like the gentlemen, the two gentlemen in California. Men in their prime. Men retired, older men. Okay. All I'm going to say is there's a common factor here. Maybe on the news when you start talking about why is it men behind the trigger and what can we do as a society in the United States, because we got the biggest problem of all with violence, with guns, okay? When you start educating men and allowing men to have access to, especially even at employers, counseling, free counseling service. Hey, as an employer, have a counselor hired in. It works for your company. You independent people, independent companies, small pop businesses, mom and pop businesses. You know, I know it sounds corny and crazy, but it's really not. There needs to be more access to mental health choices for men, because let's face it, men will not talk about if they see a therapist. Majority of people who see therapists are sex-wise female. And that's the truth. Ask any mental health provider. Majority of clients are female. There needs to be access for men to have access anonymously or at, you know, an easy way to communicate, to talk to people to get help. Because no matter how sex of male and female divides us, or like yin and yang, one thing's for certain, we have a common denominator, is we all go through problems in life, trials and tribulations, but men really don't know, and you men know, don't really talk about their problems, their struggles, and they bottle it up, okay? What can women do and ladies do to eliminate that problem? And a lot of men you wouldn't even know have problems because a lot of men don't talk about it in relationships or marriages. Allow the man to have their outlet. Allow the men to have their man cave. If you can afford it, you've got the extra space. And you know, and this is a mistake I've made in relationships, I raise my hands, is when you've been cheated on like I have, you get paranoid of that hobby and free time. Like, there's a hobby and free time, they're gonna cheat on me, I don't trust you. I work with therapists to where I'm a completely different person. And I'm just gonna say I met a couple of great men. I'm not gonna talk about my relationships or relationship or where I'm at now in my life. I'm gonna pull a Dolly Parton. I believe that sometimes you have to preserve and sacredly protect relationships and not bring it and share it in the public and leave that for you, that little part in privacy for you. But I think as a society, as businesses and that, we need to be able to provide mental health at your fingertips. And inside, especially big businesses, there's no reason you cannot bring a counselor, a social worker, that have somebody work for your company. Allow men, your employees, to be able to freely go and talk to somebody. If not, allow their free access to mental health. I think we need to allow more resources, but most importantly, we need to talk about it out in the public. Because I think if we talk about it and not make it so scary, how mental health and, oh my God, if you had depression, anxiety, or panic attacks, and if you ever told somebody, people make fun of you, oh my God, they got a mental health problem, they're crazy, whatever. That went down the drain when COVID happened, because everybody was getting stuck, isolated at home, and everybody started having mental health problems, okay? Everybody endured some kind of mental health something with their mental health they'd never felt before. During COVID, the lockdowns, everybody did. Don't act like you didn't, because you did too. Okay, everybody did. And then mental health wasn't so taboo. Now we talk about it freely. Okay, you have panic attacks, anxiety, depression. Okay, well, so does many other people. One out of every two people are struggling with mental health issues, okay? Feel free to talk about it. You know, people make fun of that stuff are the people who literally have mental health problems and they're not getting help. That's the truth. They, you know, they haven't sought it yet. Okay, just keep it there. People who make fun of people, mental health problems, you know, it's, you know, and sweat off my back, you know. But we should be able to allow more access and outlets and things for men, young men, these boys, retired men, seasoned men, older men, I call it older season, to be able to express themselves and talk about mental health, but most importantly, to have healthy outlets. Grabbing a gun, buying a gun, and shooting everybody, you know, at a workplace, at a school, out in the public, is not a normal way, let's face it, and definitely, sure the hell is not doing you any service at all. You're going to spend the rest of your life, if you survive, if you're not a coward because you don't want to sit in prison, so you're going to take your own life. That's being a damn coward. You commit suicide before the cops get to you because you're too much of a coward to be a soap buddy like this dentist in the prison or jail, okay? So you're going to take your own life. You're a coward, all right? You're going to do the crime, you do the time. Do it hard, you know what I mean? I believe in these other countries, you know? I don't believe in the court system, justice system. I believe how other countries do it. And you know why? Because the crime is pretty much nil. Crime rate, nil. On all these countries because they're harsh. Nobody wants to be executed and hung in the middle of the pub, maybe in the middle of the city in front of everybody, you know? That definitely would cut the crime down to, I mean, severely cut the crime in the United States. But let's face it, let's get in reality. Men do not have access to get in tune with their mental health. Men are looked at less of. They're afraid to talk about it. They're embarrassed. It's still taboo for men. We need to untaboo that in the United States. Have free access to mental health. Be able to send things as a company, send things out to your male employees, of healthy ways to talk about things. Groups, you know, we need to provide the resources to the men because there's so many resources for your emotional health. You want to call it mental health, emotional health, however you want to say it, but there's not enough. And I firmly believe this is why we have all these mass shootings, is because it's not about the gun. Although the gun is what's doing the killing, it's about the person behind the trigger that is going through some type of emotional mental health problem, if not long term. Don't know how to have an outlet or how to resource or go to a mental health provider without being embarrassed, ashamed. Ladies, allow your men to have their free time. Allow your men to have their man cave if you have the capability. Allow your man to have the outlet just as much as us ladies, we do too. When you're someone like me and you got cheated on, you have to learn to make peace with that. And I have. And you learn that not everybody's like that. Okay. Because men and women cheat. Let's face it. Women, you know, just as guilty as men. But women are more emotional. We're more in our emotions. I know you men make fun of it, but let's face it, you can make fun of it all day. That's great. But guess what? We're not the ones behind the trigger. You are. So there's a problem in the United States, in society as a whole. We're not allowing the men to be able to express themselves, and most importantly, to get in tune with their emotional well-being, your emotional health. Provide the outlets, provide the resources. And I guarantee you 100% is all these mass shootings and that wouldn't be happening. I'm not saying it would take it all away, but nothing like it is in the United States. This is a daily thing. And of course, I'm going to say this too, and I may catch heat, and that's fine. We need to limit the time. You mothers out there, I know fathers, I know I understand, you know, mostly it's the women, the ladies of the household who are rearing the kids, rearing your young boys, because it starts when they're young. Limit their time and activity and buying of these games that are involved about shooting people, and you know what I'm talking about, disturbing video games, okay? It may be fun for your young boy, but that's part of the process and the cycle of what you are teaching and rearing in your household. If you think sitting behind a computer screen or whatever the heck, and a video game of hours a day, just so you can get your son or sons out of your hair and your face, you're doing a disservice because that plays with the mind. You can ask any therapist that. It's unhealthy. Limit the time on these video games. And if possible, choose a healthier video game, okay? Because shooting people in a video game all day, that would affect any young brain and any young boy, any young child. And if you think I'm joking, do the research online. Stop the cycle before it begins, you know? We need to work on, you know, our spouses, our boyfriends, our fiancés, our male counterparts, our sons, you know, our husbands. We need to allow them to work on their emotional happiness, well-being, just as much as we do, ladies. And that starts with you. It starts at home. But most importantly, men, it starts with you. Number one in the mirror. take care of yourself, not just internally, but please do whatever, even if it's anonymously. Use the outlets, the resources you have. Work on your emotional well-being, your happiness. And trust me, you'll be so thankful for it.